So what do you want to do when you want to move? There's the reason this topic kind of like popped up for me is because I recently been contemplating, well, I'm not even contemplating at this point, it's like law, a move. And I haven't really been thinking about moving in years. Usually, before I was in the mindset of like every year, especially 2000, this is like 2000. 12, well, 2000, yeah, 2012, 2013, and below, pretty much every year, I was like, okay, I gotta move to like a bigger and better place. You know, constantly thinking bigger and better, bigger and better, bigger and better. So I moved a lot. I moved from Florida to Hollywood, from Hollywood to Westlake, to from Westlake to downtown LA. But I was moving a lot, and until I settled in downtown, which is where my current podcast studios are at. And after that, like, I was like, I'm gonna stay here for a while. And that while's been years of me being here, and I love it. It's great. It's so awesome. I really love the location that I'm on, because I'm like surrounded by family, surrounded by schools, see a lot of families, a lot of kids. And yeah, and it's like, you know, it's like a nice neighborhood. I never really lived on a really nice neighborhood like this, at least this particular type of neighborhood. And yeah, and I love it. But like recently, I've been like on the wave of I'm gonna move back home. I'm gonna go to Puerto Rico, and I'm gonna do my thing out there for a ton for tons and tons and tons of reasons. But yeah, and if you're that person that you're like, I want to move but I don't know what to do, then here are like a couple of tips that help me decide where do I want to move. Are you a person that you're like a definite person, like a definite person, or you're like a person that you can be more moldable, like you can try different things and see what fits better? First, you got to define what type of person you are. I'm a pretty definitive person. I don't got to think too much. If I feel something, then I trust my intuition. I trust my feeling. And for the most part, like, one thing that was happening to me was like, I really didn't want to live anywhere else besides Los Angeles, California. And even back home, I didn't want to live back home. I just want to live here and like do my stuff out here and whatever. And then after so many years of working here and doing the things that I do out here, I decided, oh, I kind of want to make my own stuff and just fully live in my worlds and just create my characters, my scripts, my music, my whatever. So where is a place in the world where I can live and have like a stable place that I can call it my home? How about home? And I've always said that I will live back home as long as I had the industry with me. Of course, I cannot bring Hollywood, like the entire industry, with me in a backpack. You know, that would be impossible. But the knowledge, the training, the hours, the experience that I've had from doing all the things that I've done here, I can totally go anywhere, and, you know, implement it and create my own world. And I went back home just for a visit. You know, I went for a 3-week visit, and also because I had a couple appointments and things that I had to do personally. And man, going there for 3 weeks, it's like almost a month. That was my goal. My goal was to stay a month, but I only can manage to do 3 weeks because I had to do stuff in the States. I realized that I miss home a lot, that I love home, like I love it with a passion. And there's no other place on earth, even though I need to travel more, and I still, there's so much to see around the world. But there's no place like home, period. Like, even LA, even though it's made me a man, I've grown here and everything, home is where my heart is. Home is where my soul is. Home is where everything is for me. And I feel like I can create such a wonderful world in Puerto Rico. So that's the reason I've decided I'm going to move there, at this point it's less than a year. I'm aiming for May 2020. That's like my aim. So hopefully things go according to plan and things happen. But essentially, yeah, that's how I got help to move. If you're a person that you're undecided and you don't have like your intuition, it's not calling for a specific place, I would say there might be multiple places you want to see. You know, like for example, I consider Colombia. Colombia is a place I've never been, but like I feel like I will do well there. I consider Japan, and that's a place that I never been as well, and I feel like I would do well there. Because again, I'm trusting my intuition, and those are the places that really call me to live there or to be there for an extended period of time. It's Colombia, Japan, Puerto Rico, LA. That's it. The other places are like, I can go visit, I can go stay a week or two, but to live, like, those are my only places that I'm considering. And I'll probably, to be honest with you, I'll probably have properties in all those places at some point in my life, whether that's 5-10 years from now. I believe I could, not only I can make it happen for sure, but I feel like that will be something I will probably end up doing. And it's something for you to consider. It's like, think about places you want to go, places you want to visit. But not only visit, just ask yourself, ask your soul, literally, how can you see if you have like specific places that you want to visit or specific places that you want to live there? And give yourself the permission to, you know, watch videos, pictures, maybe schedule a trip, you know, 5 months from today or whatever the case might be for you, to go to that place and stay for an extended period of time and see how you do there. Do you become a better person? Is it helping you? Does your soul call for you to be there? Honestly, you should, like, in these type of situations, you should trust yourself more than anything. Because only you will know how a place will make you feel. And always go guided by positive, you know, by your positive guidance. In LA, I knew I had to do a lot of growing up here and a lot of stuff here. And in Puerto Rico, I just feel like I flourish. But back in the day, when I was heading out of Puerto Rico, I was feeling like I wasn't flourishing in Puerto Rico. That's the reason I went out. Because I was like, in order for me to grow, in order for me to become a better person, I need to get out of my island. Because I feel like I'm too rooted here. And then I went away, and I went away from over a decade, pretty much. And now I'm getting back. But I'm getting back with so many things that I've learned throughout the years, so many things that I've tried, so many things that I know works. And I can bring a higher quality of life, not only to myself, but the people from the island and my friends and my family and people out there. And you just got to see what's best for you. And you got to completely trust your soul and your intuition. Everybody has a different path. Every single soul in this world has a different path. So you should completely follow your own guidance. And it's okay. You know, I don't have brothers, but I have sisters. And I have a sister that lives in San Diego. I have another sister that lives in Atlanta. I have another sister that lives in Florida. We're all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And, the reason why my mom, this past year, she's been in Alaska, Hawaii, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Puerto Rico. Like, my mom is all over the place as well. So you have to see what's best for you. Everybody's path, every single person's path is different. So you have to follow your own path. Don't get guided by someone. Don't all of a sudden, because I'm telling you Puerto Rico, go to Puerto Rico. Like, guide yourself by your own winds and sails. Guide yourself by your own directions and your own command. But listen to yourself, listen to your soul, quiet everything down, and really ask yourself those questions. Where do I truly want to live? What place is going to make my soul and myself the most happy? Think about that, ponder on that, and with that, I will leave this episode. Please share this episode with a friend or two that might need this more than you do. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are completely free and available. Don't go to any place that makes you pay for podcasts, because what's the point of that? These are free. And yeah, this has been Steve Dess. Thank you so much for tuning into my show, and I'll see you on the next one.